East Coast Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
Premier Tamin Tuli says undocumented migrants being used as cheap labour remains a challenge in KZN. 17 undocumented foreigners were arrested yesterday during a raid in two factories in Maritzburg. The intelligence-driven operation was led by police and Home Affairs officials. Two Pakistani nationals who authorities say employed the undocumented workers were among those nabbed. Tuli, who attended the raid, says such operations across the province are yielding positive results.
As thousands and thousands of the undocumented foreign nationals have been deported, I know that at a certain point in time, there was a complaint by the police that where they are keeping them, they are full because of the slow pace of deporting them. But after the engagement with the Minister of Home Affairs, some extraordinary measures were actually put in place, including the issue of providing more buses so as to ensure that they are deported back into their country.
Tuli says they're using a multi-sectoral approach to intensify the campaign.
It is then a message again to the employers. Don't employ undocumented foreign nationals, because when you do so, the police are going to arrest you. It affects the economic activities, whereas we have so many thousands and thousands of the people in the province of KwaZulu-Natal who are looking for job, and they cannot be employed because people are deciding to employ undocumented foreign nationals with a hope of paying them peanuts.
KZN Public Works says issues relating to power cuts across several provincial departments are being addressed.
For the whole province of KwaZulu-Natal, our rates bill is 1.8 billion, but the Treasury only gives us 900 million to pay it. So it's not that we are refusing to pay. We pay with the money we get. We're just not getting enough. That is the reality of it, that we are underfunded.
Department officers, including those of Public Works, Transport and Education, haven't had any lights in more than a week. Public Works says much of their rates debt is historical, some of which the department says dates back 20 years. So owes Etegwini Municipality around 500 million rand in rates. But MEC Martin Mayer says talks with the Metro to resolve the challenge have been unsuccessful.
Let's work out a payment plan. We want to pay, but we can't pay you the full amount. We don't have it. So let's sit, let's find a solution that works, but don't stop vital services to the people of Etegwini. So now you can't renew a driver's license. People can't go to education department head office to see if the children have got admission for next year. You know, let's not do that. Let's not punish the good people of Etegwini for what is a structural problem between the provincial government and the municipality.
And the National Sea Rescue Institute has urged beachgoers to take extra care this weekend as the full moon spring tide peaks. Higher high tides and stronger currents increase risks for swimmers, hikers, anglers and boaters. The NSRI's Andrew Ingram says bathers should only swim at lifeguard protected beaches and watch out for rip currents. He says wearing life jackets, keeping children supervised and phones charged in waterproof pouches are important safety measures.
Anglers and hikers should exercise caution, especially during the incoming and high tide in the late afternoon. Follow tide schedules, stay informed with local weather updates from the South African Weather Service, and always prioritize safety. For emergencies, dial 112.
Morning swells are reaching 2 meters at the Durban beach today. Your top story this hour, Premier Tamin Tuli says undocumented migrants being used as cheap labour remains a challenge in KZN. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.